Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
Gail Watson is CEO and founder of Women Speakers Association, WSA, the number one platform for women with a message. Under Gail's leadership, WSA has produced hundreds of best-selling authors and has been providing its members with a global success system since 2011. Gail is dedicated to empowering women to authentically express themselves, build a thriving, prosperous business, and transform the lives of their clients, companies, communities, and the world.
Welcome to the podcast, Gail. I'm really delighted to have you.
Super excited to be here, Pat. I've been looking forward to today.
Yeah, me too. So I always start by asking my guests to tell our audience what it is that you do, and then kind of more importantly, why? What's your why behind what you do?
Oh, the why. Okay, well, what I do is I'm founder and CEO of Women Speakers Association, a global community of women around the world in 120 countries. Why we are here? For one purpose only, and that is to help women get their message out into this world.
Wow, that is so necessary too. So explain a little bit about your association and how it helps the members directly.
Yeah, absolutely. It is, it's a member-driven organization. And it is a community of women who are speakers, authors, experts. It's a platform really designed for women, that everyday voice, you know, the woman who's using her voice, her message to market her business and to grow her visibility. Mm-hmm. And we launched in 2011. And since then, we have really evolved into becoming a visibility platform for women. So if you're somebody with a message, if you're wanting to market your business using your voice, whether it's written or by various platforms, we have a wide variety of areas to leverage to do that.
And so you have educational programs as well as participatory programs, right?
Absolutely. We run a series called Speaker Success Training that's done monthly. And that's where we call on guest experts. And all we're talking about is the business of growing your message, gaining more visibility, how to, and also what to do when you're out there, how so that you could drive more to your business and grow your business. We also have some specialized learning opportunities, for example, for people that want to, you know, well, I need a book, but I don't want to really invest in the full cost of doing a full independent book. Well, we run an annual book that helps people get their message out in a way where you can just sometimes contribute a chapter. Yeah. So we're always looking for that. And we run a speaker success podcast, speaker chats. In fact, I have a speaker success plan, a free guide. If anybody wants that, you can just go to speakersuccessplan.com.
Okay, good. We'll make sure everybody gets that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So you have a book coming out soon, right?
Yes. Well, we launch annually every February. So we just had one, Voices of the 21st Century. Okay. We're right now have a call for authors. We're collecting stories right now as to have people share their voice in this book. The next one will be launched February 2022. So just positioned Just before International Women's Day.
Well, how cool is that? And so is there a theme to this book, the story that you're looking for, a certain theme?
Yes. Yeah, this, we've gone through quite a rough year this past year, 2020, and still continue to do so. And it's brought a lot of people very present to who they are, and they've faced themselves, they've faced, you know, they know what they want and don't want. And so this is all about really being conscious and caring. And I'm looking for women who really have a message of what they would want to put back into this world to create that place we want to be in. And when I say world, I mean, the world can be, it could be the globe, or the world could be simply your community, or the world could be you. I mean, really self-care for yourself is also really important.
Do you have an example of someone who's going to be contributing yet, or are you just accepting the applications?
Right now, we're accepting applications. And we have a website for that called voicesofthe21stcentury.com, where you can learn about how to submit your application. And what we do is we review each application. I will typically be getting on a call with you after reviewing your application just to discuss it, just to learn more about your story, find out who you are. More importantly, why do you want to share your story? The cover of this book is a globe. It's actually a globe with two hands holding it. So it's almost like that feminine love to hold the world and give and care for it in the way we need to.
Yeah, wow. And is there a word count or something that people need to be aware of?
Yes, absolutely. So each contributing author will have 1,000 words or 3 pages, whatever comes first. And the program is really designed to help you. Every single contributing author who comes in gets their name on the front cover. So everybody gets a custom front cover. Yes. So it's your name on the front cover, your picture and bio on the back, your name only on the spine. It's a piece so that you can stand up and say you're co-author of Voices of the 21st Century.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you work really hard to make sure it's a number one bestseller, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it is a collaborative book. We're sharing in everything. We're sharing in the cost. We're sharing in the marketing. And because of the reach and leveraging one another and leveraging Women Speakers Association, huge success really comes from this. And it's more than just getting your story out there. This is an experience that gives you the opportunity to share your story, but also a lot of training is involved in what to do with this book. Because in February, you're holding this book in your hand going, okay, now what? How do I leverage this? How do I get more visibility with it? How do I get more speaking? How can I grow my business with it? We really want that book to serve you in 7 different types of streams of income for you. So we do a lot of training in there. And the icing on the cake on this one is that this community of authors that you're with, it's an exclusive group, and you are forever bonded together as a voice of the 21st century.
That is really special. Absolutely. So you have a Facebook group for the Women Speakers Association, right?
Yeah, absolutely. WSAFacebookGroup.com is how where you can go as a non-member to request to join in there. It's a big group. But it gives you a feel for what goes on. We have a variety of different threads and share different information. Our members, our premier members, have a private Facebook group that is more geared around discussion, sort of their water cooler, where we'll live stream all our training and things like that.
Yeah. And so this is for people who want to use speaking to become a public speaker or want to use speaking to just market their coaching business, for example, correct?
Absolutely. We have the full broad range for sure. I would say a good 80% of the women in Women Speakers Association, they've either just launched their business and they're in that place of really finding and owning their voice, or they're at that place of really wanting to market and monetize, you know? It's one thing where, so working with those two different groups, it's easy. There's something for everybody. And then of course we have women who are been very well established in their business. And I call that sort of the leverage and scale. And I really find that legacy almost where they're giving back and really want to leave their mark in this world. I just love it doesn't matter where you are in the journey. The one thing that's most important to realize and know is there is no message greater or no message less than your message.
Yeah, right. So women need to learn that sometimes, don't they?
Yes. It is really important. I've had many, many conversations about, well, who wants to hear from me? Or I have nothing to say. And that's makes me sad when I hear that, because we all bring something to the table. We all do. There is value in each and every one of us. And that is that gifted message. And I like to try and create the visual that just imagine that, you know, little gift box, little, maybe that blue Tiffany's gift box with a little white ribbon over it. And that is your message. You've been gifted with that. But it's also your responsibility to give it away, to share that message, to have it create the impact in someone's life, that the impact that it was always meant to have.
Yeah. So I say that to some of my video production people that are so nervous about being on camera, or they won't even consider doing video because they're so nervous. And I have to remind them, there's people waiting to hear your message. And if you don't do this, they're not going to hear it.
Absolutely. We see that when we're collecting stories and in voices for the 21st century, you know, quite often, well, that's exactly what we hear. Well, nobody wants to hear my story, or it's not enough drama in it or something. We go, no, this is where I love to have that one-on-one conversation with you, because once you see how that story can really work, and the feedback from readers who have read the book and the lives that it has touched has been extraordinary, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a very meaningful experience. And it's really beautiful to see when I see a woman own her voice. Like, she's found it, but when she's found it, she owns in it and she can stand with it.
Yeah.
So it's powerful.
Tell me what you did before this, and how did you come to this idea of creating this organization?
Oh my goodness. How long do we have?
The short version.
The short version. Well, I've always been in the women's market and have built community in my past, okay. past world. And then prior to that was in a corporate background. So I've always been out in this feet on the street kind of person, and just that relationship building kind of person. But it was in that transition from moving from corporate into the entrepreneurial world that I was meeting so many women business with all these amazing ideas, and they say, I have this business, and I'd be going, wow, you're phenomenal. Like, and I would think you must be millionaires or something, because these ideas were extraordinary. But in fact, I found there was a lot of struggle. And what it was just simply, I could see from the outside looking in, it was simply lack of process. It was simply a lot of self-talk, really, about self-belief and really believing in who you were to put yourself out there. And then, of course, the scary word sales has to come into play, because when they go into their business, because they have a passion and they want to make impact. And it's really sometimes a struggle for a woman business owner to even consider asking for money for that, for what she does so well. I realized then that, and then working with different stages as well, I had done some background in work with different stages, that stages were really reserved for either those who could afford to market themselves or knew how to market themselves. And while the celebrities have no problem finding their way up onto stages, or big names out there have no problem, it was us everyday voices that would be met with resistance.
Yeah.
Right. So we needed a place that provided equal playing ground for everybody, an opportunity. And that's really important, because as I always say, as I said before, there's no message greater and no message less than your message. And it's so important to get it out there.
Yeah. And back to what you said about believing in yourself, I think that is like the core difference between people who are successful and people who aren't.
Absolutely. And our name, it throws people off a little bit, because while it's Women's Speakers Association, people think you have to be a speaker to be here. That's not true. This is a visibility platform. And as a speaker, what we're saying is, you as a messenger, what is your message that you have within you that's either growing your business, or whether it's in you to impact other people's lives? All we want to do is help you get it out.
Yeah, right. So how did you come up with this idea then? So you were talking to a bunch of women and seeing that there was a need, and then what happened?
No, it actually came about, there was a small group of us that had been in the industry. We came together speaking about it and rather trying to create, and I had originally started with my co-founder, Leora Mendeloff, rather than creating something that people would have to, what we thought they needed and they would have to fit in, we decided to launch with just a simple blog post. To start the conversation, if this was even needed, and if it was, what would you like? So we had a goal of reaching 500 people over 6 months, 500 members over 6 months. And what happened was within 3 weeks, we surpassed that goal. And those 500 were distributed in 80 different countries.
Wow.
That was a very strong message saying, hey, this is a global conversation. Right after that, Pat, we had women emailing and calling and going, what is this? How can I be a part? And we wanted to create a model that was different than traditional business. We wanted to be one that was grounded in contribution, collaboration, and had women at the forefront. Mm-hmm. So you'll see that within the walls of Women Speakers Association, our brand promise, what it's become now is only women hold the microphone here. All our services, we generate with women-owned business. So we want to support women's voices and we want to promote them.
Yeah, that is fantastic. And so right now you have a huge reach 11 years later, or 10 years later, right?
We're still going.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we have a reach over 120 different countries. Social media platforms alive and well. We make some really great connections with people. Every day is a beautiful day. One of my best joys is to have one-on-one conversations with the women that come through the door. It's something we have global business connectors that we just launched.
Oh yeah, explain about that, Gail.
Yeah. They are women who are members within Women Speakers Association. And I would call these are women business owners that really want to now leverage and scale, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. They're ready to take their business. And now what they can do is leverage Women Speakers Association to do that. And they are building localized community to bring the members together in those local areas to support, give them more platform by having them. Wow, we've just created so much more platform for people to get their voice out. But what's been, I think, the best part of Global Business Connectors, we launched just January 2020, great time to launch. We had 15 Global Business Connectors come on board, and they built connection while the world was disconnecting.
Wow, that is so fabulous. Did they do it all virtually?
Yes, they did. It was the great pivot. we'd been online for 10 years.
Yeah.
Our pivot was actually going live. So when the door kind of got slammed on us in January, when we launched, it was very, very easy to come online. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we were able to enhance and have a stronger experience. We're really enjoying it.
That's great.
And members are growing, so it's fun.
Yeah. And so what's the vision for the future?
Woo, big.
How much time do we have again?
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell me what your vision is.
The vision is, as I shared with the book, you know, that conscious awareness of, we really see the need for women to stay connected. As much as I saw a lot of good happening in several businesses, I saw a lot of crash. Mm-hmm. And burn. The one thing, the common thread that will run through and keep us through any crisis, whether it be a health crisis, global crisis, personal crisis, will be community, mm-hmm. will be surrounding yourself with others who are there to hold you, to lift you. So one of our big initiatives moving forward is to create more experiences within WSA, very much like that Voices experience, but we have some other ones that have just been designed to launch through, where we can have more of that handhold supporting in getting you through.
Yeah. So do you have time for fun, Gail?
Of course.
Yeah. What do you do for fun?
My COVID thing was I joined a boat club.
Whoa.
We're a freedom boat club, so I get the use of all these different boats. Never was a boater. I live in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, so it's I'm on the ocean. So now I go boating quite a bit, so I've learned all about that. I head up into the mountains up to Whistler frequently and just get out in fresh air. And I'm quite social, so a good happy hour here and there. And that's my fun as well.
That's great. Well, one thing that I like to always ask everybody is, what are three traits that when you see them in a new member that comes to your association, or you see them in someone that you know, what are three traits that you immediately recognize that this person having those traits will soar to success?
Well, the first one is, I learned through conversation, when they are about to give, when they are truly standing in service and they want to give, I know mm-hmm. that this year they're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
When they're excited, and when I say excited, like their passion, you can feel their energy mm-hmm. and their passion. And they could be scared. They, you know, all that fear could be in there as well, but they just feel, you feel that vibe. And the other one is, and again, I'm trying to find the characteristics that are equal right across, whether you're just starting out or whether you've been around. Typically the conversation will be, and what can I do? Is there anything I can do to help you? Or can I be a part of something to help others grow? I really see those parts as strong indicators of who they are, their core values.
Yes.
And it's by that I see those people make the best joint ventures with. They build huge relationships because they're positive and they're building other people up. And it's extraordinary. And it's noticeable into today's world, where sometimes where we see great divide on different subjects, and you always see divide going on with this health crisis. Yeah. It's really beautiful when we have somebody building others up just to, I want you to have a good day, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Great. Those are fabulous. So tell me the links again so that we can make sure everybody has the link to go okay. if they want to find out more about contributing, the link to go if they want to join.
Okay, so if you have a story in you and you want to get it out, you want to visit voicesofthe21stcentury.com. And that's a 21, you know, number 21 with a little ST. So mm-hmm. voicesofthe21stcentury.com. And if you're interested in that speaker success plan, it's a free download, speakersuccessplan.com. That will be a PDF document that will come in your mailbox. It'll sort of give you an inventory so that you can see where you're at, what you need, and it'll ask you for some goals, and we give you an opportunity to share your goals in the Facebook group to, you know, get you going.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds great. Well, thank you so much for being with me today. It was really fun chatting with you.
Oh, thanks, Pat. Thanks for all that you do to support people and help get their message out. Your magazine's unbelievably beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
And I love reading the stories and hearing the, you know, the different stories that you collect. They're really, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. See you later.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit soartosuccessmagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.